We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
KNSS. We are Steve and Ted in the morning at 8:46 here on a Wednesday, November 15th. Three big things.
Three.
Members of Wichita's Teachers Union agree to a tentative contract.
Two.
Suspect in custody after woman's body found in her northwest Wichita home.
One.
Man dead after drive-by shooting in south Wichita. Three big things, Steve and Ted on KNSS.
And a couple of traffic accidents slowing things down still. First off, continue to avoid the area. I-235 northbound. Have a traffic accident between Kellogg and Central. Well, a semi-truck that rolled over. That's going to be tied up for a while. We've also got two accidents on Kellogg. These are westbound Kellogg at West Street and at Washington Street. So two accidents there westbound on Kellogg. Traffic update from KNSS Radio. I'm Chad Chambers.
Sunny and breezy today with a high of 60 degrees. Mostly clear tonight. The overnight low 37. Thursday, mostly sunny. Tomorrow's high 58. Now partly cloudy. North wind at 16 miles per hour and 48 degrees. 8:47 now. Steve and Ted in the morning here on Wednesday, right in the middle of November the 15th. He's a voice coach and a superstar. Now he's officially a heartthrob. Blake Shelton has been named the 2017 Sexiest Man Alive by People magazine. Y'all must be running out of people, he told the publication. Blake Shelton, sexiest man alive.
Well, it's got to be somebody.
How do you measure something like that? How do you gauge something?
They can't give it to George Clooney every year.
No, and Sean Connery finally got too old, so there you go. You got to find somebody, right? U.S. consumer prices edged up a slight 0.1% in October, the smallest gain in 3 months as energy prices retreated. Labor Department says the tiny October gain in consumer prices followed increases of 0.5% in September, 0.4% in August. Those are big gains for the CPI. After 2 months of big gains in the cost of energy, those prices fell 1% in October, and gasoline prices were down 2.3%. Even though the current economic expansion is in its ninth year, inflation pressures have remained modest. So that CPI measuring inflation almost non-existent. 0.1%? Are you kidding me? U.S. retail sales rose at a solid pace last month as bullish consumers bought more cars, furniture, and clothing.
Mm.
Ted went out and bought all three. Commerce Department says retail sales increased 0.2% in October after a healthy 1.9% gain in the previous month. September's gain was the largest in 2.5 years. And was driven by big increases in auto and gas sales in the wake of Hurricanes Harvey and Irma. So the hurricanes had a positive impact there.
I don't know that I bought any of those three. I did buy a couple of baseball caps.
Yeah, well, there you go.
Does that count?
You were out there doing your part.
Yeah, okay.
You were doing your part, no doubt about it. Boeing and Fly Dubai signed a landmark agreement today for 225 737 MAX airplanes.
Whoa.
With a list price value of $27 billion.
Mm-hmm.
The deal represents the largest ever single-aisle jet order by number of airplanes and total value from a Middle East carrier.
Wow. And the last of those planes will be delivered in the year 2040.
Mm, that's right. Signed at the 2017 Dubai Air Show in Fly Dubai's hometown, the agreement includes a commitment for 175 MAX airplanes and purchase rights for 50 additional MAXs.
Mm.
When finalized, the purchase promises to sustain tens of thousands of direct and indirect jobs in Boeing's U.S. factories and network of suppliers. Of course, Spirit Aerosystems.
So important to the Wichita economy.
Spirit Aerosystems in Wichita builds the 737 fuselage. And we are, Spirit, of course, the largest employer here in Wichita. All right. 8:51 now, Steve and Ted on KNSS. and a new ownership for a Wichita building. Editor Bill Roy is here from the Wichita Business Journal to tell us all about it. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Steve and Ted. Yeah, Wichita Rentals is buying the Hayford building at 125 East 2nd Street North. Wichita Rentals President Tyson Bean says the deal's expected to close in January. They'll start renovations on the 8,000-square-foot building on December 1st. The building will become the new office for Wichita Rentals. Bombardier has a new deal with EgyptAir. The carrier wants as many as 24 C-Series jets. Deal would cover 12 firm orders with options for 12 more, the order worth $2.2 billion at list prices, if EgyptAir buys all 24 airplanes. It's the second announcement of a C-Series sale after having none in the previous 18 months. And the International Energy Agency says U.S. oil output until 2025 will be the strongest seen by any country in the history of crude markets. Advances in technology has enabled production from U.S. shale oil fields to thrive and will lead to 8 million barrels of oil production per day. The group says the U.S. will become the undisputed oil and gas leader for decades to come. Interesting, in light of your report a little earlier today, guys, of the oil prices going down a bit, not too bullish on it. Local breaking business news every day on KNSS and at WichitaBusinessJournal.com. For the Wichita Business Journal, I'm Bill Roy.
Bill, I should add here that Airbus is planning to sell 430 airplanes to U.S. firm Indigo Partners for $49.5 billion in the European firm's biggest deal ever. That announcement came at that Dubai Air Show. The deal includes 273 A320neos and 157 A321neos. So the news you're bringing us today about Boeing and Airbus, it looks like general aviation, we're getting some pretty good news as we go into the holiday season. What do you think?
Well, certainly commercial, yeah. General aviation, not quite as bullish going into the future.
Okay.
They do expect some pretty good numbers coming up in the future, but not quite as bullish as those commercial numbers. Those are big numbers.
So we talk about general aviation, you're talking about the smaller airplanes then.
Right. Business jets, Cessna 172s, the private planes, those types of things.
Very good. Hey, today is America Recycles Day.
Yay.
Each year on November 15, millions of people across the United States take part in America Recycles Day, which was created to raise awareness about recycling and the purchasing of recycled products. Do you recycle at your house?
I do, and what's interesting is to watch the markets. Sometimes there's just not a market for recyclable goods, and so that lessens the incentive for companies to actually offer that, but it's things, always a good thing.
What kind of things can you, I mean, paper can be recycled, and we do that here pretty extensively.
Yes, we do.
Ted's real good at it, and we just, we'll use we'll type a script and make a copy,
right.
And maybe, and then the other side is clean, so we'll go ahead and use the other side as well. Then we go, right. We have these receptacles around the building.
In every room.
Yeah. So if you got a paper product, you can recycle it there. Yeah. So. Yeah, our company takes this very seriously, and
we do the same thing. Yep.
All right. Well, good for you. America Recycles Day, and of course, if you've got any old baseball cards you don't want, don't recycle those. Bring them to me because there could be something.
Exactly. Let me take a look through those first.
It could be something of value in everybody's trash, right?
One of those Honus Wagners in there.
Honus Wagner. You're dating yourself. All right.
Oh yeah.
Thank you, Bill. 8:55 now. Steve and Ted. KNSS News at 9, suspect held in Wichita's latest homicide. Actually, there's been one since then, so we have yet another homicide to talk about this morning. That's coming up at 9 o'clock, Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.